David and I both own a stock, and we are making money thanks to Ed. This is Ed's Got My Money.
He's got my money.
He has my money, too.
I'm not happy about it most days.
That's because you don't do what he tells you.
No, that's not true.
That is true. You don't do what he tells
you.
He
does what he thinks I tell him.
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay. Well, we'll get into this. Hi, I'm David Fickus. This is Jonesy, and this is Ed. Yeah, man.
This is Ed's Got My Money. If you don't know how this works, this is our podcast where David and I know nothing about investing, and Ed is in kind of controlling our money. We gave him $500 each, and we're up a little bit, which is good.
That's yep.
Right. And
This is episode eight.
And we made some moves this week, which was very exciting. So
that sounds exactly like what you did last time.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, I guess I'm in my groove right now, is what you're saying.
it's great.
It must be the weed I'm smoking.
Nice.
Are you smoking weed now?
Yeah, I've been smoking weed for hours.
What strain?
We're trying to get a new sponsor.
We are trying to get a new sponsor.
Brought to you by Pacifico.
So yeah, we had a couple orders at the last episode that you guys both put in.
Wait, hold on, real quick. Disclaimer.
Oh yes.
Do the disclaimer thing where we just do what Ed says. Those listener out there.
Yeah, all 12 of you.
You're on your own.
That's
high. By the way, I also subscribed to the podcast today for the first time. So good job, guys.
Time.
Good job.
I've been pushing this.
I wanted to make
like
sure
a,
it was going good.
Like oh.
I wanted to make sure I was a fan of myself.
There you go.
So anyway, for those of you, this is for entertainment purposes. And if this is, don't listen to Ed. We listen to Ed.
You listen to what could be a good strategy, but not the investment.
Say that again, Ed. Say that clear.
What we're trying to do is teach you strategy so that you can buy your own stocks your own way. And that's what we're out for.
But we also want to make you laugh a little bit.
Of course. And that's why we got two comedians and a twerp.
A what? A twerp?
So where's our money, Ed? Where is it?
You guys just, it was just, the other day, Friday, that I had you guys jump in right at the last minute on a couple stocks because some of our recent purchase orders weren't hit.
Yeah, we were stuck in the prison. We were in the prison.
Let's talk a little bit about how that feels to be stuck in that prison, the order prison.
I don't like that part because we don't have enough money. Well, see, our producer Jason has more money in the stock market, so he's like playing the field a little
bit more.
Right. He can play craps and blackjack at the same time.
And that's great.
I am stuck at the Keno machine.
So yeah. I'm stuck at the Keno machine
too. You guys
too.
Have one option out of many, and then you're the ones picking that option. And of course, if they don't hit and you see the other ones going up, it starts to get you
that's called Fickus fever
off. Yeah,
the today's date, by the way, what's 20th? God, right. Guys, where did the time go? It seems like just yesterday I was counting change in a jar.
What happened last week was that you went rogue.
You said I went rogue. I don't even know what that means. You told me.
So
I, in my head, I am like doing whatever Ed says. And at one point you told me to do something and I didn't do it.
Right. So the play was my high. And I put an order in at the 6 cents. And apparently you bought it at 6.63.
I don't remember what I bought it at. How do I check that?
Let's just
on
say
the Ameritrade,
you bought it
brought
before
to you by Ameritrade.
It triggered. And it hasn't done much since. So
what are you talking? It went up like 12% at the end of the day on Friday, and it was like ready to go.
Yeah.
But you think I made a bad move by getting in my high?
Yeah, well,
because you told me to get in my high.
The whole strategy is to buy it when it's going to get triggered, so that it has that big bounce. You jumped the gun.
Okay, hold on. Time the fuck out real quick, because I was in two other ones and you were like, get out of that one, and one of those went up 20% or whatever. I kept saying I was texting Jason and I was like, why are we not in this one? It has crashed, it is so low, and it's going to jump back up, and it went up like 20%, and I wasn't in it because you have my money. I don't have my money.
Well, listen,
you have
but
it.
What you're doing, you're going through exactly the same thing every damn investor is going to go through, is the one that they choose out of all the five or six that they're following. They're going to choose one that's not moving like the other one, and they're going to say, why am I not in that one? Well, because you don't have a damn crystal ball. You know, so the idea...
Oh, sorry, so we pause for a second because Jonesy wants to make an Instagram video. Dude, we're in the middle of the goddamn...
So
I got followers, bro.
Fine.
But the reason this is so important for you not to, like, jump the gun is because that's exactly the behavior that's going to lose all your money in one of the trades. I'm trying to get you to avoid that.
Wait, there's no way I was going to lose all of my money. I mean, I guess if that just tanked. But this is a stock you told me to follow. You told me to get it at 0.06.
Right.
I got in at 0.063 or something like that.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's right.
That's inches.
It's 5%, right? 5% difference.
I was told there'd be no math.
The whole point.
We have one of our followers who already thinks I can't be possibly this stupid. So I don't mind playing the dumb guy by actually being the dumb guy. Two followers? Oh my God. Okay.
But let's get to the point to why you did jump the gun.
I didn't jump the gun. I looked at the fact that it's never been that low, right? Wasn't it? I mean, one of those.
Oh,
things.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's been down to 3 cents.
Oh really? Let's look up that shit. I'm gonna test you on this.
Oh, this is just riveting.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you done? Are you done making your video? You done? You making your video for our audio podcast?
It's visually appealing.
What Dave is experiencing is
loss. Is
you're
loss
experiencing and... missing out on something that's moving, so you're trying to get yourself in these trades, and that's the recipe for disaster. Is what I'm getting at.
David was like the kind of kid who wakes up Christmas Eve and opens up all his presents before everybody else wakes up.
David was the kid who had the evil older brother who would open all my Christmas presents and tell me what they were. That's who I was.
Oh,
so
you're severely damaged.
Yeah, you met my brother.
Yeah, I know your brother.
Hi, Scott. He doesn't have a podcast. Yeah. He doesn't know how to do this. So I don't think I went that rogue, though. I just did it a little, and also on the other side of that,
there is a reason why you're doing this. You've been missing the orders that I've been giving you guys by a few little percentages.
You're acting like I'm in trouble for not listening and doing this stuff, because we sat there for like 3 weeks having no orders in because some of those weren't going low enough and they weren't triggering.
And you're feeling anxious about that, and so you want to just jump on something.
Well,
and
it's
so
called, it's not,
this is breaking from the discipline that Ed's trying to impart to us.
There you go, and Josie's listening. Awesome. Yes.
So I'm the asshole? This is like our softball team?
But in defense of David, it's just, you get the jitters, you get excited. This is it's very hard to control yourself. I get it. You go to the casino. Look, man, I can't walk into a casino in Vegas and not bet on a sporting event. It's hard for me. And so this is like...
You know the worst thing that can happen with this is that Dave actually makes some money off of it.
That's not a bad thing.
No,
that's not a bad thing.
I'm being serious.
So the best thing would be that I lose my money?
If he goes rogue and he gets a couple good hits, you know.
He says, fuck Ed's system.
No, fuck the flank trade. This is what's going to happen. Wait. He's going to think that it's not that hard, and he's going to get cocky, and he's going to make that mistake, and he's going to get in a stock that cuts in half.
What?
So, hey, let's get back to some principle. Let's talk about principle now. Because this is something that maybe some of our listeners are going to experience.
They're following
a bunch of stocks.
That's why it's really important.
As though, you know, they take out Ed's advice, which is to, you know, when you follow some stocks, stock them, as you say, which I love, by the way.
Jumping the gun is bad.
And then you're waiting, and you come in, you have a number that you're saying, if it hits here, that's a bargain, I'm in, or whatever. That's the moment I think it's going to bounce, I'm in. And it comes close, doesn't hit. The next one comes close, doesn't hit. And then you just get antsy, and you say, I'm just going to, fuck it, I'm buying it. Whatever it is right now, I'm in.
You stop using the
How
discipline.
Do people...
I didn't do that. Like, I did that
well,
by, like, a...
do it on purpose. You just didn't know what the trigger point was, I guess.
Oh, so then that was just miscommunication there. So, all right. So for these listeners that are caught up by this and new investors that get antsy like this, I mean, other than just take a Xanax and chill out, how do you stop yourself from doing this?
How do you stop yourself from making that mistake? Well, I guess the easiest way is by losing your money because of it.
So, not having money to put in the stock market is a quick way to stay out of the stock market.
Well, that's why what I mentioned was not for you to actually. That's it would be better for you to probably lose money in this trade.
Just stop saying this. You have my money. You are the one in charge of my money, and you're telling me the best thing for me is to lose it.
You didn't listen to the trigger point, because the trigger, as you guys know, I changed the trigger points really, really fast.
Did you tell me? Did you tell me what it was?
Yes. But what
I'm going back through the text now, and that's going to be great for the listeners. Go ahead, talk amongst yourselves.
Well, right. Okay. Well, why don't we talk about what you did, Josie?
I got
some of your trades.
I got really happy because I had an order that I was sitting on that wasn't triggering, and I was frustrated because I can only put in one order, as I expressed.
In which stock?
In the last podcast, I said, oh, I should be able to put in four orders, and if it triggers one, then the other ones disappear, and that's not right. How Ameritrade works.
It's not how any of them work.
So right. I was frustrated. So then you came in with a message, sell, get rid, cancel orders. Yes. I was like, okay, because I felt like that freed me up.
Was that the CBSD? CBDS?
That's right. It was CBDS.
But let's talk
I was
about
caught up in that.
What happened with that one? What was the trigger price on that one?
See, I don't remember this.
It was $390. And it hit $390. Remember that? And it didn't trigger your trade. And I had one at $390
that's
as well,
right.
And it didn't
okay.
trigger.
This is great. This is a thing that we need to talk about. Okay. And listeners could really benefit from this because you have a stock, you have an order on. You say, I want to buy it at this price. And then you watch it hit that, and it doesn't fulfill your order.
It didn't trigger, right.
So what are the factors that could create that situation where your order isn't filled, even though the stock, bam, nailed it?
Right, right. So there could be 20 different people or more, whatever, between 1 and 1 million people having an order for the same exact price. So it's a random selection, and we didn't get selected. It hit our target. We both had it because I know I did.
And yours didn't hit either.
And mine didn't hit okay. either. So yeah, we both had
that
it
was
at
annoying.
$390. Yeah, that pissed me off because obviously okay. the stock at, well, now, yesterday was at $4.55. So that's almost a 20% move. Yeah.
Now, as a noob investor, I had no idea that that was possible, that that would happen.
Right.
I assume that
automatic, right.
that I'm going to buy it at that price and it's going to go through. So I was very surprised that there's other factors that can create that situation.
That's right.
What do you advise somebody to do when that happens? Oh, change my order, put it up a little bit to catch it on the way up a little higher?
That's not a bad
what would
idea.
What do you advise people to do?
That would be a good idea if you believe that it bottomed out. But sometimes, as you might realize or remember, I will tell you guys to take those trades off because the stock didn't behave in a manner that it seemed like it was going to go down even more. So that's why trying to predict what the stocks are going to hit and it be a trigger point. Or that's not a guarantee. So that's just a strategy that we use in a defensive behavior. And right now, as I think I mentioned to you guys in text, we're starting to transition from that defensive behavior to a more offensive behavior. And that's why we end up getting into some of these trades just recently.
Right, right. So the switch to offense is great because it was like I get an order, I get a command from Ed to just get
right in it.
Yeah, get
now.
Right in it. Forget that order you had. Buy this at this, whatever it's trading at, or buy this, whatever it's trading at. You gave us a couple choices.
Yep.
We were really on the offense. That was quite exciting. I would love it for always to be like that. I understand it's not always like that.
Depending,
What made you send out that command?
A good question. CVSI was some of the groups of the stocks that we follow. If you guys are still following them, like CVSI, Networks.
The pot stock segment.
The group, yes. Yep. So the groups started behaving where they were gathering a lot of strength and starting to break out into new territory. So when you see that, a lot of times the other stocks in the group will start piggybacking. And once they start getting ready to look like that trigger point of breaking out, you want to be in them kind of before that. And it'll usually give you enough time, being that the strength is there, that even if you do get them like we did this recent trade we'll talk about, you have time to sit in it and wait for it to either break out or not, because we might be selling sometime next week if it doesn't trigger.
So there was a point during the week where like most everything was like down. A couple of big ones were down like 10%. They were just like crashing.
Right.
So some of those are, oh my God, we should get in on this instead of trigger point. And some of those we don't. Like, but how do you know the difference between those two? I mean, how do you...
It's years of watching stocks and their behavior, but it's also watching that exact stock's
behavior. Is there stuff beyond just the chart? Are you just watching it with a feeling, or are you looking at more detailed stuff like what the size of the stock, how many people are in it, and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I watch the daily trade, so I get to find out, and it kind of gives you that sense of the investors, are they holding or are they selling, and you can gather a lot of that information through the way it's acting, the volume and stuff of that nature.
What did Jonesy buy?
So, yeah, well, let's talk about what you did
Jonesy,
buy, because I don't think
you
you've let us know what it was.
Because I'm in the fucking dunce corner.
Well, also, let's go over to CBSD that you took the trade off because it had already triggered.
and I didn't get in.
Right.
And because of those factors where sometimes your order won't be filled.
Right.
So, and you got mad about that?
I was a little disappointed.
I was disappointed, too.
No, I know, but I mean, why didn't you stay in it or... Because it started going up.
And yeah, then it bounced up.
It already bounced up. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's why I said, hey, perhaps, you know, when you see that happen, do you put in another order a little higher? And he said you can do that.
But instead you see it going up.
Yeah, if you see it going up.
Because I saw that. What was the one that was up like 20%? I want to say it was CVSI also went up and
CVSI
RMHB
looking,
or one
that's one that we got to keep our eye on for a longer term hold down the road because
that could go big.
It looks like a $20 stock, man.
It's at a dollar now.
Yeah, it broke out. It's looking like it's ready.
So I got a trading boner when Ed said, just buy whatever you want. Here we go. Yeah, Pick off the menu.
So here's the three stocks, right?
Wendy's? Did you do Wendy's?
No.
No, it was three stocks that you guys were free to buy
right now
at the prices that they were available
at. Sure, sure. Because you saw all these pot stocks. You saw these pot stocks going, did you buy Intel?
Yeah. And one of them was actually
DeLorean.
One of them was hemp.
Hemp
the one that you guys actually bought before.
Yeah, the one that we made about 10% on previously. Yeah.
I was excited.
Our familiar friend.
Do we not get back into that? You can't just recycle that one?
Well, actually, that's what one of the orders
was, if you were listening,
Dave.
Listen.
So
there's
one
a
of
lot.
The orders.
The text thread is a lot.
Technically, hemp. Remember when I told you to sell hemp at 3 cents, in our first trade?
Yeah.
Which was its first line of resistance. And that's where it. If you guys just watch, that's kind of what it went and went over a little bit Friday, in which I wanted you guys to buy because I believe it's going to break out.
Right. I did not get back into hemp because I was bored with hemp. And
you
I
just
felt
have
like
some in your hand right now.
I have a little bit here. I felt like I had my little way with hemp, and I wanted to try.
So let's hear.
Yeah, try something new.
So I jumped into MSRT. Jumped in there.
Mass Roots.
So Mass Roots. I'm from Mass, so it makes sense. And
I've never been to Mass.
Got excited. Yeah. Got into it. Then, right? Confusion. Why? Ed, what is my sell order at? And Ed said, no sell order. What?
Yeah,
that's right.
Now I feel like I'm really swinging in the wind here with no support.
That's right. So if anybody was listening, almost every time I tell you guys to buy something, I've always told you to put a sell order in right away.
With him, it's usually about anywhere between 10 and 20% higher than what we bought it at.
Right, depending
and that's
on
a safety valve there, and I feel I was used to that.
And then
when I say used to it, it happened. You know, one time I'm used to it. So,
you don't have a sell order right now.
No
sell
and I,
order.
I told him not to. And
he said, and I specifically asked about that too. Ed, what is the
market conditions? The market conditions appear to be changing. So, if you're already in a trade, we have time because of the strength that I've told you guys. I'm starting to see. We have time to sit still in them and try to get as much of that profit as we can.
That's
this
great
rally
for them.
That I believe is coming.
That's
you believe
great
a rally
listeners.
Is coming, and this
I believe
is a good
a pot stock rally is on its way.
And this is a great way to end this episode here. A pot stock rally is on the way. Ed's going to tell us in the next episode what are the factors that made him believe this. And what are our moves going forward, and what do you expect this week? Are we going to be putting in a sell order? Are we going to be holding for how long? So that'll be on the next episode. So let's wrap this up. I'm Jonesy. You can follow me at Funny Jones on Twitter and Instagram.
I'm David Fickus at D Fickus on Twitter and Instagram. And I just want to point out that Ed's still mad at me, and I don't like it. And
mad.
I don't like that he wants me to lose my money. Hi, Ed, who are
Ed,
you?
And I'm Ed, and my handle is stocking_U, the letter U.
On Twitter. And
nothing creepy about that.
Stocking U.
He has several restraining orders, but that's okay because it's on Twitter. He's never within 1,500 feet when you're on Twitter.
My Twitter handle is at Heathcliff Huxtable, at basement, at gynecology.com.
Also, follow the podcast on Facebook because Ed's blog is on there, so it's Ed's Got My Money.
Yes.
And you want to follow that.
Also yeah, follow that.
Follow that. Ed's got my money.
Follow.
Ed's trying to lose my money.
We'll find out.
Ugh.